Welcome back to Phoenix as we continue our spring training coverage as we get set for Biloxi Checkers opening day, which is coming closer and closer. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the brand new manager of the Biloxi Checkers, Joe Arolt. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, man. Glad to be here with you.
How excited are you to make the move up to AA this year, and not only to make the jump up to AA, but to do it with a lot of the guys you managed last year in Wisconsin?
Really looking forward to it. I played in the Southern League back in the mid-90s. That kind of ages me a little bit, but really looking forward to it. We've had a great camp here with the guys, seeing the guys, and you know, they're excited too. They know me, they know my personality, so looking forward to managing there.
How has spring been so far as the guy on the AA side this time?
Really good. I mean, I was over in big league camp the first few weeks, and being around Pat Murphy, you know, his staff and those players, love the energy, everything that's going on here in the organization, and then getting down here minor league camp, getting the games going, it's been great so far.
How fun was that, getting to work with the big league side of things?
Unbelievable. Great experience. I mean, how Pat Murphy is just empowered us to, you know, go out and work and do our stuff. It was a really fun camp, and you know, his speeches when they were done, I felt like running through a wall for that guy. So it was really good.
How does that help you on the minor league side of things, coming down and coaching on the minor league side?
A lot. I mean, just seeing how he operates with his staff, how he delegates and lets guys, he empowers them to do their stuff, you know, and then just helps them grow. And I'm going to take that same philosophy into Biloxi with my staff. You know, hey, go do your job, have fun, enjoy it with passion, and let's have a great season.
Talking about your staff, these are all guys that you have had a chance to coach with throughout your managerial career, whether it be in Carolina or Wisconsin or Brevard County. How fun is it to make the jump with them alongside you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, being around them, knowing their personalities, how they play, just, you know, first thing I do when I'm managing or coaching a player is getting to know them as a person, forming that relationship, and it makes coaching so much easier. They know I care, and getting after it, so it's easy. It makes my coaching a lot easier.
You're also getting into games this week, finally on the minor league side. How exciting has it been to see how the guys look against players that aren't in their organization?
Oh, it's good. Playing other guys in the other jerseys rather than the inter-squad games is, you know, ups the adrenaline, the competition level. So it's been a great start so far.
How fun has it been for you to get your feet wet a little bit against other AA sides?
For me, there's two leagues, the big leagues and the minor leagues. I say it all the time. I played every level throughout the minor leagues, and you know, just know what it's like. Had to repeat a level, you know, once in AA, in the Southern League, actually. So know what it's like when you have to repeat a league, and just basically stressing there's two leagues. You're in the minors, play, and then get over there to the big side.
How much does that professional experience help you on the managerial side?
It definitely helps. I was also a hitting coach my first probably 6 years as a coach, so just relating with the manager and, you know, how managers were with me, I kind of take a little bit of my playing days, my managers and coaches, how they were, how what I liked, didn't like, whatever, and then as a hitting coach, how it was as a staff person, you know, with the manager. I kind of blend it all together and present it to the guys, and I think it helps.
On the staff side of it, Fidel Pena is going to be your bench coach. You managed Fidel way back when in Brevard County, right? How fun is it going to be now to have him as your bench coach on your staff?
That's great. I actually managed against him when he was playing with the Diamondbacks. His dad, Jose Pena, is with our organization. We'd always talk. He's like, hey, bring my son over here. You know, and then he played for us for a little bit, and I also coached with Fidel in Carolina.
That's not a bad way to do it. Big thing, too, Will Shearholz is back as the pitching coach. How fun is that going to be able to be back with him after you two were together in Wisconsin?
I'm really looking forward to working with Willie Smooth. We enjoy each other on the field, off the field. I mean, a great blend, and I love the way he coaches. I've learned a lot from Will, you know, just different things with data and pitching, and we're definitely on the same page. We communicate well, so I'm excited to work with him.
Does it help you being a former catcher to work with the pitching side of things?
Well, I'm definitely, you know, I give my input on certain things, a lot of it approach, mentality. You know, talk to Will and our pitchers just about little things. I mean, Will's definitely, he's the guy, delivery. If I see something, same on the hitting side, if I see something, I go straight to the coach. So I go straight to Will or Paul, and they present it that way rather than being, so they, the players hear one voice. And the same on the hitting side with JJ. If I see something with a hitter, rather than going to the player, I like going through the hitting coach. That's the way I liked it as a hitting coach. So it's kind of how I do it now. I go through JJ, and he goes through his bosses.
Your staff yesterday, and a lot of the guys who are either former Biloxi Checkers or will be Biloxi Checkers in the very near future, got a chance to be a part of the spring breakout game yesterday in Surprise. How was that experience?
Incredible. I mean, you got a bunch of people in the seats. You know, it was great energy, interchanging guys in and out. Everybody got to play in the game. So it was a fun time.
to get you amped up for opening day?
Oh, every day is opening day for me. There's a guy, Steve Springer, that's his mentality about hitting, an opening day mentality. We don't want to have any negatives carry over. You don't want to get too high on your highs, so it's always an opening day mentality for me.
Have you talked to Mike Guerrero at all about any suggestions for living down in Biloxi? Any food places, any golf places?
I got my place to live, which is going to be nice. So Mikey's helped me out with a lot of tips and, of course, the golf. But really focused on the baseball side. And then on the Mondays off, it'll be a little bit of baseball, doing some studying for the week, and then, of course, hitting the golf course.
How excited are you for opening day on April 5th in Biloxi?
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
That's what we like to hear. Joe, thanks much for joining us. Looking forward to a fantastic season.
Me too. Thanks.